disco.
This ain't no country club neither.
This is RBA.
Welcome to
Oh La La in the dungeon, season 2, episode 15. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey guys, it's your big daddy, and this is a kind of a different episode. Olivia is not joining us because she is sick.
She's here in spirit, though.
So guys, we're going to do a rundown of what we're going to talk about, and of course, we have an extra special guest, Michelle Jones, who has joined us today. And we're going to get into our hot topic.
And then we'll be talking about Big Daddy's droppings, if you will.
And we're going to be talking about the Kava Bar and some of the controversy associated with it and how they've overcome that.
And of course, our restaurants and band of the week. But the big story is Positively Delicious. So stay tuned to hear more about that. First, let me introduce our guest. Welcome, Michelle Jones from the Positive Vibe Foundation. She's the executive director. Michelle is a former restaurateur and owner of Comfort, Pasture, and Bingo. Bingo beer, that is. While Michelle is fairly new to the world of nonprofits, she has been giving back to Richmond for years through philanthropic efforts via her restaurants, such as Feed More, for example. In 2018, Comfort donated 100% of its profits to Feed More. I think that's the first restaurant to do that in Richmond. Which is amazing. Michelle's enthusiasm and energy, along with potential new community partners, is destined to uplift Positive Vibe students and expand their opportunities for finding purpose, passion, and possibilities. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're on here. Yay!
Welcome, welcome.
Michelle and I have been running into each other at restaurants for years.
Yes.
Since... maybe Comfort. I don't know if I met you when you were at Comfort, but definitely Pasture.
Definitely Pasture. Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy and I always went to the Christmas in July.
You didn't just come though. You bought into it. You wore the sweaters. It was so fun. That was one of my favorite times.
We love a theme.
I do too.
Never pass one up. Although that Santa hat is rather hot.
In July.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of,
literally and figuratively,
I know,
you looked adorable in it.
Aw, thank you, thank you. Well, speaking of hot, let's talk about our hot topic.
Hot topic.
That's right.
So, Liz, you want to introduce the hot topic?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, please, I will. So, I actually stumbled upon an article when I was skimming the news for pop culture events. And noticed that there was a recent poll... in Newsweek, I believe, and it said that over 50% of adults really buy into the fact that TikTok is a way of the Chinese influencing us, and they're supportive of 100% ban. What do you guys think?
So I want to preface this by saying I have never downloaded the TikTok app. And so my opinion...
You're one hell of a model American.
So I'm not a user. And so my opinions will just be based on what I've encountered in the news. And
okay.
But, you know, I'm kind of impartial to TikTok. And if they banned it or deleted the app, I would be okay with it.
Wow. You would want me to be bored? No, I'm just kidding. I have TikTok. I do tend to go into a TikTok hole, so I try not to spend too much time on there. But, I mean, I would be kind of sad. And, honestly, I feel like, really? Maybe it's a way of the Chinese monitoring and influencing politicians who download it. But how about we just say those people should not have TikTok?
Right. I don't really think that banning TikTok is going to fix us or save us personally.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that we were going to have a lot less interesting dance culture. You know, how is my sister going to send me the hot new face cream? I don't know.
Right.
I'm way behind. I don't have TikTok either. I'm the person who is like, ooh, look at this cool reel that's been out on TikTok for 3 months. And I'll watch it on Facebook and like, this is cool. And my sister, who's only 4 years younger than me, but she's apparently way hipper, is like, I have seen that already. Like 3 months ago, that's old. But yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, if I thought it could fix all the things that were wrong, I'd give up my phone, period. But TikTok, right?
I know. Well, also, I mean, we're founded on free speech. Mm-hmm. So really, that's like ultimate censorship that we're not allowed to have a certain app.
Right. But the other apps are fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think the main issue, and this has been going on for years, is that it's had ties with the Chinese government. And
everything does.
It's the company ByteDance, and specifically, that they're just afraid that the Chinese are just spying on people with the app. And so that's, I think that's one of the major points of the issue and what's behind the ban.
Well, they won't get us, Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like the Chinese probably have better means of monitoring mm-hmm. us, but whatever. We'll agree to disagree. Mm-hmm.
The Chinese want to see if you can do the latest dance.
Exactly. They're very invested. If they know how to do mm-hmm. it, they could potentially take over the world. But anyway, all right, let's move on to the meat of this.
Uh-oh.
The interview. I'm going to pretend like I don't even know you, Michelle.
Okay.
Tell me, are you from Richmond originally?
I'm not from Richmond, actually.
From whence did you come?
I was born in Berlin, Germany, and then we moved all over. I've lived all kinds of places. I went to six schools in the first grade.
Wow.
But we settled in Virginia Beach when I was in seventh grade, so I think of myself as a Virginia Beach native.
Nice.
So I have a question. Do you know how to speak German?
Ein bisschen. Yeah.
A little.
Das ist gut, ja.
Ja, das ist gut. Yes. Meine Deutsch ist nicht so gut. I was saying this to someone recently, that my German is just good enough that I can ask someone where the bathroom is, and then when they say it in a long, drawn-out sentence, I'll have no idea what they have said to me.
Right? Like, could you just pointed that out, yeah. please, in direction?
So I lived in Munich for a while.
Cool.
And in Hamburg, and in Prague, where German is helpful because nobody speaks Czech, and I speak a tiny bit of Czech, you know, enough to say please and thank you. But yeah. But Richmond has been my home now. I went to VCU, and then I traveled all around. I tried to write the great American novel. That's when I lived in Prague, me and all the other writers in the 90s.
Right.
I did not even finish the great American first chapter. But yeah, and then lived in Virginia Beach again for a while, and then moved back here to start Pasture.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I know you started Pasture with Jason Alley. Mm-hmm. How did you meet him? let me backtrack. And then how did you actually get into like the restaurant industry?
So in Virginia Beach, I will just start there. When you're like, and you know, everyone that I grew up with had a job, right? Right. And so in Virginia Beach, you get your first job under the table, right? Like bussing tables, things yep. like that. And then at 13, you can get a work permit. And so I started in the restaurant industry with my first job at Dairy Queen at 13, and still the worst job I ever had.
Oh my God.
I got fired from Dairy Queen because this lady came in and she wanted this large vanilla with sprinkles. Sprinkles are the worst because you got to roll them around. And you know, I can't tell you how many cones I lost. I was not good at my job. But she saw this and she was like a big lady. She's like, it was too big. She didn't want it. So instead of throwing it away, this little kid, it was like the late 80s, was waiting there, just hanging out, wanting something. And so I was like, hey, you want this? And he said, yes. My day goes on. I come back the next day and they're like, did you give away an ice cream cone? And I was like, yeah, it was trash. And they were like, there's no such thing as trash. It's Dairy Queen. And I'm like 13 going, I beg to differ, you know? And they said I could either pay for it. And this was like, again, like 80 something. And it was $3.80 for an ice cream cone. Think
that's
about how much that would be.
Expensive in the 80s,
wow,
right?
That's a lot. That's and like so $10 or something.
It is. Well, I made $3.35 at minimum wage. And so they were like, you can either pay for it or you're fired And I'm like, how about I pay for it and I quit? Because this is really cutting into my beach time and I can find a literally walk out the door and find another job, right? So that is how I got started in the restaurant industry, was Dairy Queen. And I just kept on, you know, summers you work in restaurants. And I realized that on a good day at a restaurant, it's a great day, right? And people, most people come in a good mood to celebrate something or just to, like, they've gotten off work and they want to be pleased. And, you know, particularly after I realized I wasn't going to write the great American novel and it didn't look like I was going to cure cancer or get my own talk show. I was like, I'm pretty good at this and I really do like it. And so I met Jason because a restaurant where I was working at in Norfolk was closing and this guy came in, not Jason, and he was the most annoying guy in the whole world. It's the last day. It's just me and my sister because nobody wanted to work. It's the last day. I can't make anyone do anything. And this guy kept asking me all these questions and he said that he was opening a restaurant with Jason Alley from Comfort, and I had been to Comfort in Richmond, and I already had a new job. I was getting out. I was going to do photo styling for a catalog, more money, less stress, supposedly. It wasn't. But anyway, so I went ahead and gave him my number mostly to shut him up. And I eventually said, I need to go ahead and meet Jason anyway, just in case this job at the Lily and Vernon, the worst catalog in the world with the worst people. And I stand by that. Sue me. And so I eventually called Jason, and he was opening a restaurant in Portsmouth, and that's how we met. And it turned out it felt like we had known each other forever, and that we had literally been in the same room, like I can't tell you how many times, but never had met each other, knew all the same people. So wild. It was really great, you know, and I fell in love with him and his wife and his kids, and then we just
the
kept
rest
on
is
opening.
History.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I know, y'all have had a very long partnership now, like...
We did.
Gosh.
Yes. And we still do consulting.
Okay. That's what I was going to...
All the fun without the stress.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working with him? How many years would you say?
We met in 2007.
Okay.
So 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like that was like 10 years ago, right? No,
it was seven. And somehow I'm still in my 30s. I don't know how that is.
I know, right?
It's the new math.
I like the new math.
That puts you in your 20s.
That's right. I'm younger than you, baby.
And I'm a teenager. No.
Yeah,
or
right.
You're just a baby. So how did you move from that to Positive Vibe?
Well, Jason and I both have always believed, and I even before I was a manager, I always believed in giving back. And I feel like restaurants are always asking you, come in, eat, you know, all these things. And so you have to be about something more than that.
Right.
So I grew up pretty poor and sometimes homeless, living in our car, living in a motel. My mom did the best she could.
Wow.
We didn't know we were homeless. You know what I mean? Like, it was an adventure, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, I was like, oh, it'd be nice to have more money, that kind of thing. But also, if you're going to be poor, growing up poor in the 80s in Virginia Beach, there's always something you can hustle. You know what I mean?
At least it's by the beach.
That's what I would say to people. How poor can I be when I'm three blocks from the beach, right?
Yeah, right.
All of us and my friends growing up. But, you know, one of the things that I did sort of fear was the foster care system. And so when I started owning things, when I would just, not just a waitress, but a waitress, I would always make sure that we were doing the angel tree and we were doing these kind of things and making sure that, you know, one of our dishwashers lived in a really poor neighborhood and we would make sure that every kid in her neighborhood got all their clothes for back to school and things like that. And just things I loved. And I had read that kids in foster care go from place to place with their stuff in trash bags, because we usually, when you go into a situation, it's an emergency. And so that's what the police or social workers have. So I decided that I could help. And we finally found someone at the city of Richmond who we would talk to. SCAN was a big help, Stop Child Abuse.
Okay. Yep.
Now. And so we started the bag drives at Pasture. I find that people are really happy to do the right thing, particularly if you make it easy and it feels like a party and there's pimento cheese and beer.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
A good Coke. So that's, you know, that's how I got involved in that. And then when we eventually closed Pasture, closed Comfort, I sold my shares of Bingo and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was the pandemic. and I had to figure out something else to do. So my friend Susan Moneki, who was the managing editor of Richmond Magazine for a long time, took a job at Habitat for Humanity Powhatan. And Susan is the person that if you want something to do, she'll find something for you to do. And don't say you want something to do if you don't really want something to
right.
do. So I said I wanted something to do. And so I started helping her at Habitat. They in Powhatan, they have this great thing where they don't just build houses. They also help elderly people and disabled people stay in their homes if they need.
Wow, that's right, great. Yeah.
Exactly. So if they need a... something as simple, I mean, we would help people something as simple as getting their front stairs repaired so that they could come up and down. And then something as big as like when someone's septic tank went out. Mm-hmm. So my job in the middle of the pandemic in the 98 degree heat was driving around in Powhatan and going and meeting with some of these people. I saw a lot of old men with no shirts on that summer. I'm not going to lie. But everyone was just so friendly and kind. And they're doing such great work. I just can't say enough great things about Habitat as the whole thing. But in particular, right. the idea that, right, because not everyone needs a whole house. Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Help, yeah.
And so that's a big thing. It's called their critical repair unit. So I helped with that. And then I worked for the VRLTA, which is the Virginia Restaurant Travel Lodging Association, which say that three
yeah,
times fast, right? And that's a nonprofit, and I helped them give out grants to restaurants who DoorDash was providing $3,000 grants. And so I created the rubric, and it was just really fun. So when the Positive Vibe job came around, I had like six people send me the email and say, this is your job. This is your job, because everyone thought that there was still a restaurant.
Right.
So I send in my sad resume that's all restaurant work, and the woman who's conducting interviews, they agree to interview me because they had heard my name. And she was, the first thing she says to me is, you know, there's no restaurant anymore. And I was like, I had no idea. let's go forward and see if you like right. me.
When did the restaurant close?
It didn't make it out of the pandemic.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so
okay.
they closed like 2020.
Because Matt's office used to go all the time for lunch.
Yeah, I've been there before, so, yeah.
Yeah, and so now it's Natalie's Taste of Lebanon.
Okay.
And they still, you know, they still support people with disabilities, and we yes. still partner with them. But, yeah, and so somehow I got this awesome job.
Well, because you've done many other, like, give back philanthropic things, tell me a little bit about the Dinosaur Person of the Week Award.
I have to ask you, do we curse on this?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
All right, great.
We so, encourage it.
I'm doing my thing with the bags, right? It's my first. I've done one, and we collect about 200 bags the first one. And then I'm getting ready to do another one. And Carrie Pfeiffer, who used to be at RTD, and now she's with Axios and is the most hilarious person in the world, tweets out something like, because I sent her something and I'm asking her to help promote it, and maybe I sent her one too many, and she sends out this tweet that says, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but this is the spirit of it, is, hey, you fucks, let's get these fucking kids some fucking bags so Michelle Jones will stop fucking texting me.
And
so somehow this got picked up, and I thought it was picked up by local ABC News, but it was ABC National News.
Really? Wow.
And so they sent somebody to cover the whole event. The community really came together. We collected like 940 bags
That's
that day.
Awesome.
It was great. Although, you know, a couple of those bags had to throw people out. They were, one bag had a, looked like a cat had been living in it for years,
oh
but
God.
You know, you'd be surprised what people will, you
try
wouldn't maybe.
Sadly.
Yeah.
You know, my thing has always been, don't donate anything. If you're a kid or you wouldn't use it, then don't try to give it to somebody mm-hmm. else. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had this day at Pasture, and I mean, the whole community came out. They came, and you know, they did the story on us. They did a story on a local woman who was a foster mom, and the kids were talking about how they had received bags from us, and it was just amazing,
yeah.
right? I kept asking them to hit me with whatever the filter they use for Barbara Streisand and Oprah, but they did not. I was sweating bullets. It was the middle of July, I think. I've never been so hot. Yeah. So, but it was awesome. And so I was the last person that's called America Strong. That's what, you know, you never realize how embarrassing it is to be on national TV until you're the last segment and you determine to watch it, but they keep showing this like face where they've just told me to sort of like, you know, look look away.
Look away.
And I'm like looking at, like, you know, and then it's the American flag in my face.
Like an old Olin Mills.
Oh, gosh, it was terrifying, you know. And I also, this is funny, I never thought that I have a very distinctive voice, which I still don't. But kids that I went to middle school with, high school, where I got all these crazy messages Facebook and Instagram that are like, oh my God, we were eating dinner, we had the news on in the background, and I said, that's Michelle Jones, and I was like, oh my God. So it was really cool.
That's awesome.
It was. And as I've said, that my dad was a crazy person, it was really the only time he was ever excited about anything, and he was telling everybody about where I was concerned, I should say, and then it come to find out, he watched like the first, like literally the segment is 1 minute and 45 seconds probably. And my dad made it 15 seconds. Because he's like, what the, who was that other lady? Why was this? And I'm like, really? Come on. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Jeez, Dad.
And it got me a lot. I met a lot of great people in the nonprofit community at that point and started partnering with other people who did things for kids in foster care. And so that evolved into clothing drives, our Christmas drive,
right.
And, you know, toiletries, you know, and we ended up having parties. We had Thanksgiving for the kids on Thanksgiving, which you never realize what a radical concept that is until you ask somebody to come and eat at your restaurant for Thanksgiving mm-hmm. with the kids. And they're like, just do it on a Tuesday. And I'm like, yeah, no, we're doing it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it was just so much fun. And so,
that's
yeah, we always felt like a restaurant is such a big part of the community that you got to figure out ways to give back.
Yeah, I feel like, and you and Jason are like the first people to really, really push that mentality forward, I think, because, and it's become like, really, I love all of our restaurant community here in Richmond because so many places, you know, follow in your footsteps now. But like I was saying on your intro, you know, with Feed More, you guys, I don't know if everyone listening remembers this, but Comfort for, was it a year or two?
It was until we closed. And you know, really, how much money we gave Feed More, I don't even know, but it's so much about getting the word out, right?
Right.
And Jason grew up, I grew up homeless, he grew up hungry. And so for us to be, that Feed More was as excited about us putting a face to hunger, childhood hunger in particular, as it was for us to give them the money, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They do such great work.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good all the way around.
It does, right. And, you know, I read this quote a long time ago about Mother Teresa saying that, you know, everything she did to make herself happy,
mm-hmm.
right? I just really enjoy it. It does make me happy. And
you can tell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That's a really interesting quote. I haven't heard that before, but yeah, that's
right.
That's cool. Yeah.
She started out figuring out how to make herself happy, and mm-hmm. her happiness was derived from other people's happiness.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense.
Yep, it does. Well, so tell me a little bit about Positive Vibe Foundation. Like, when did the actual Positive Vibe Cafe open?
I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it was 2002.
Okay.
Between 2002 and 2005, I should know this answer, but I don't.
I should have told you there was going to be a pop quiz.
I know there's a pop quiz on Positive Vibe. So Garth Larson started it. His son Max has MS, and he wanted, you know, figure out ways for people to feel useful mm-hmm. and for everyone, because, you know, everyone, if they want a job, should be able to get a job, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And mm-hmm. so that he started that. He ran it for a long time. He did such great work. And so when I took over, I had to figure out how we still stay relevant without the restaurant. And also realize that so many of the kids we're getting now aren't as suited for restaurant work.
Right.
It's more cognitive disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And while I believe that restaurants and restaurant people are the best people, it's not for everyone, right?
Right.
So we still partner with Natalie's and we still run the tours, but really we've started it to be now an overview of employment. We go, today we visited Furbish Thrift Store. Furbish is a thrift store that supports animal causes.
I saw the pics.
Oh, they're cute. Cute. Right. So today we're always trying to figure out too, these kids get so much help, right? So my thing when I went in, I said to myself, I want to make community service one of the tenets that we talk about, and that these kids that get so much help, we need to figure out ways for them to give back too, because again, mm-hmm. that makes you happy, and
right.
and service makes people happy. So like today we bought bags of dog food and cat food, and they come in like, you know, 48-pound bags, mm-hmm. and so we're filling them into 3-pound bags, put stickers on them so they fill the stuff, and then we donate it to Furbish, and that's a great thing. Goes in the pet pantries, and it's you know, that gives an opportunity to talk to them about that. And we went to Critter Town. I think that's the picture you saw with my friend who is our program director. She brings the world's oldest, sweetest pug. And George is our model that shows how you bathe dogs. And there's just so many jobs, you know?
So where else have you guys gone, like, recently?
Let's see. We do Critter Town. We do Furbish. We do Nifty Thrifty. We're looking to partner with a florist so they can see those jobs.
And how would, like, if I had, you know, a child that I wanted to get enrolled in this, like, what's the process? Just reach out to you guys? Or?
Absolutely. So right now we are partnering with Henrico Schools. I'd love to get other school districts with it, but we never say no to an independent student.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Autism Speaks reaches out to us, different autism communities, Faison. But, you know, our new program that I'm really excited about. So, and I'm going to jump back for one second. My best friend since I was 13, who was working at Dairy Queen with me the same day, and her dad got us the job, and I told her she had to quit too. You know, it took her a week. Anyway, her son Max has autism, and I've known him since the day he was born, and he's the coolest kid in the world. He's not particularly verbal, but if you get him on the right subject, he loves to talk.
Right.
And so Max works and goes to different programs in Virginia Beach, and one of them is called Ability Builders, and Ability Builders helps them. Honestly, it's a lot about connections, making sure that, you know, when you leave high school, in high school, you've got all this support. And when you leave, there's very few opportunities for young people with disabilities to get out. We have some great stuff locally, Jacob's Chance. There's, you know, the Autism Society of Central Virginia. They have different things. But we want to make sure that if the kids want to figure out how to get a job or learn how to use the bus or things like that. So we are starting a new program that was going to be called Bridging the Gap, but we just found out that someone else is calling something that.
Oh, really?
So I'm looking for good ideas.
Okay.
But so it'll be when you graduate, usually when you have an IEP, you can stay in until you're 22 in high school.
Okay.
So we're saying 18 and up, but it will probably be 22 and up. And so we're hoping to partner. We've reached out to Richmond Parks and Rec and some other different things because I want to keep it as cheap or as free.
Mm-hmm.
Free is my goal. But for students, and so we'll continue working with them as they get out of school. Teach them how to ride the bus. Teach them how to make change, how to use their bank card, how to get a job if they want to.
Yeah, some life skills.
Life skills, and also some fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I'm like racking my brain for a name. I'm going to think of one.
Please think of one because I got nothing.
I love coming up with stuff like that.
Yes. Because Ability Builders is such a good name.
That is.
You know, and I thought Bridging the Gap was a good name.
Now all I can think of is a bridge, so right? I got to think of another... Something that crosses
things. I think you
can
do it.
All right.
I'm not a good namer of things.
So I want to go back to Natalie's. Where is that located? Is it in the same location?
It's in the old Positive Vibe. So they took over the lease. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And Natalie herself is a graduate of the Positive Vibe program.
We saw her at the event last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she great?
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah.
She was amazing. So good.
She's a wonderful person. She and her mom and dad, all of them. And Natalie is just, I mean, you can't get a better endorsement for our program than talking to Natalie, you know, and she's just done so great.
Yep. And everyone should go eat there because it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And do they have the belly dancers still? I don't know. I need
I
to
think
see
they
belly
do
dancers.
Once a month.
Okay.
I think that it's on it because it's Tummy Tuesday.
Ah,
I believe they still have
Tuesday.
Them. Yes.
We'll have to go sometime. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Well, speaking of events, tell us about Positively Delicious that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yes.
It's May 18th.
May 18th, 2.5 weeks. So Positively Delicious is really about bringing my current job and my old job together, right? Jason Alley is...
Bridging the gap.
Exactly. Yeah, bridging. We are bridging the gap. Nice. Jason is... on our board now. Last year, I went ahead and asked him to join the board because he was helping me with this event. And so I get invited to galas now and or asked to buy tickets to galas and I go, but I'm not a gala person. I'm a lot more relaxed than that. So this is a relaxed, fun event. It's our big fundraiser for the year. This year we'll have 8 chefs. So it's a dine around event. You just go up to the chef and you talk to them and you get, you know, they're, it's, I say samples. It's not samples. You're not going to leave hungry.
No.
There's none of these people know how to make a small serving of anything. And so 8 chefs, famous winemaker Andre Mack from Maison Noir Wines, Beth Dixon, who was my bar manager at Pasture for many years, now has Salt and Acid bartending service, and she's the best. And so she's going to be making Verrego and Cirrus vodka cocktails.
Nice.
They're donating, and they're just awesome. All the chefs are donating their time and their food. We have Key Wingfield, who was the Food Network winner of the dessert challenge a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
She's big time and wonderful. So she'll be doing desserts. Shindig's doing desserts.
Wow.
Yummy.
Wishbone Food Shop,
who's
Justin Cropper, who used to work with us at Comfort. Let's see, I'm blanking. Orchard Point Oysters, still have an oyster bar. Natalie's will be there. Mise en Platz, who is a cooking school, and she just does wonderful things.
Tell us a little bit more about Andre Mack, because what you were telling me about him is like crazy that he's coming back.
It is.
Because he's so big.
Andre Mack is the coolest guy in the world.
He's the Mack daddy.
he really is. Yeah. And we like to play the Return of the Mack. He's the guy who we met years ago. We did an event called Off Broad, and we'd met Andre at some different events. And he came and he brought his amazing Maison Noir wines. And it's just, like I said, the coolest guy in the world. He now owns 2 ham bars. He's written a book called 99 Bottles. He is, he's Young Jeezy's cousin, for God's sake. Right?
Really?
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Wow.
Right.
That's so cool.
And he was just named like the number one sommelier in the U.S.,
yeah, he's
right?
Like, well, he's like in the top 100 or okay. something
wow.
like that. So, but he was one of the first African American people to become a third level somm. He's just, I mean, you got to look him up. He's also got like 942,000 Instagram followers.
Followers, wow. That's
amazing. And a show on Bon Appetit channel. And for all of this, the nicest guy in the world. And when I ask him to come and do my event, which is so important to me and such a big deal to me, but he's got so much going on. He came last year, donated all his wine, and he's coming again. We ask him again, because you got to ask, right? And he's coming. And so I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I want to meet him.
He sounds so accomplished.
He is.
Yeah.
He really is. And, you know, just again, the coolest guy, he's everywhere. I was in Mystic, Connecticut one time, walking into Mystic Pizza, which, by the way, is delicious pizza. You know, it doesn't even have to be good, but it is. And I hear somebody holler my name, and it's Andre Mack.
Oh my gosh.
Driving in a white Jeep, hanging out the side, and I'm like, here we go.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is a small world.
It is a small world.
And you'll also have some silent auction stuff, or what are you
really
doing this year?
Some silent auctions and some live auction stuff.
Okay.
And Jessica Knoll from Virginia This Morning is going to be our awesome host. We're going to do a game called Head or Tails, which is just what it sounds like. You buy for $25, you buy in, and somebody's going to walk away with like $600 worth of gift certificates. Yeah. All kinds of restaurants, and there's like $100 Pleasants hardware
awesome.
Gift card, and like beach
I'd
houses
like
and things that you can bid on. And we have a beautiful Hamilton glass painting. Yeah, so it's going to be, I want it to be fun. Some of our students are going to be there. They're
awesome.
Going to be serving soft drinks and water.
That's awesome.
And they're very excited. I spoke to one of the moms, and she said that one of the students is so excited because she's ready to make some money because we pay them cash.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Cash
$15
money.
An hour.
Yeah.
So
that's
excited.
Pretty good.
So for all the listeners out there, where can you buy tickets?
You can buy tickets on our website, which is positivevibe.rva.org. And on our Facebook page, there are links. Tickets are $150. All of that goes to keeping our programs free. And which is, I mean, it's an amazing thing to be able to do that.
Yeah, people should not pass this up. Oh my gosh, last year we were stuffed and so happy.
If you haven't had Stanley's cheese steaks or subs yet, go check it out.
Well, we're going
so
this
good.
Month, Michelle, at some
yes,
point.
Yes, we are going, yes.
So even though it's $150, you get so much.
Oh yes, and so
for the event,
there's there's not drink tickets or anything like that. Last year, we had to pack up some of the alcohol and the wine. There's cocktails and mocktails, soft drinks, as I said, Maison Noir wine, and you just keep on going up until you're full.
It's positively delicious.
It is positively delicious. And again, oh, and Jason will be making his pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese. Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Yes, so pimento cheese and pimento cheese, oysters, subs.
Everything you could possibly desire.
Really, there's really... I really feel like we covered a lot of bases.
I'm excited.
All right, so
we'll be there.
Yay!
I've got a question. It's a departure. What is your current or past favorite dish served at any of your restaurants?
Ooh. We did a country fried portobello mushroom with gravy and mashed potatoes. That is my hands down favorite because I didn't eat meat for so many years. And whenever you're a vegetarian, you go places and they're like, oh, vegetarian, you must be healthy. No, I just so happen to not want to eat meat. I want that white gravy, right? I want gravy on my mashed potatoes. So that was my favorite. That was my favorite dish.
Mm, sounds good.
It was really good.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. I want that now.
So I also wanted to talk about Bingo, and I want to say that Bingo has some delicious beers, and I've tried the lager and the IPAs. Does it have like a general German influence?
Some of it, yes. In the beginning, so Jay Baer is in charge of all of that, and he really likes the German style stuff, so yes.
What is on the horizon for you and the foundation? Anything exciting, like...
I mean, our new program, yes. And we're just, honestly, we're trying to figure out what direction do we go in and just serve the needs of the kids as best we can. Right. I'll tell a little story of just that someone, so we have, you know, we're working with all these kids now, and one of the women, we always have an aide that comes, and the aide asked if she could speak to me after class, and I said, sure. And she wanted to ask me if a student who was 26 could come to one of our summer classes, because he graduated from high school, and he was pretty verbal at that point, but now he lives with his elderly parents, he doesn't go out at all, and he's lost most of his verbal skills. He's just sad. And so that's really what I want to be, right? I want to be able to say yes. Right. So I want to have enough programs and enough programming that we can say yes, and that this kid, that we have always have a place for him.
Right.
You know? So that is my goal. I've got big overreaching goals, you know, where I want to have not just one class for kids 22 and up, but in Richmond, Henrico, Chesterfield, you know, right. And I want to make sure that we're partnering with as many people as we can partner with.
So I think that's amazing. And hey, if you can think it, you can do it.
Right?
You've already done it. I mean,
yes.
It's amazing.
I mean, yes. And I had such a great foundation to build on. And, you know, I give a speech after every class, and we have graduation for them, and every time I say the exact same thing, I say, this is the best class we've ever had. And it's always true, right?
Right.
Because they're all the best. And hilarious. One of them has decided he's going to find me a husband.
That's awesome.
I'm really interested to see who he drags out to meet me. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, I mean, I've been subbing this past year, and honestly, my... actually favorite part has been working with, you know, the kids who have IEPs, like, you know, and it's just, it really is heartwarming. Like, and they have so much joy and like want to learn stuff too.
And they want to learn. They have so much.
They're just like us.
Exactly. They have so much to give. And that's the thing is, none of them want special treatment. They just want, you know, and that's what I say. If you want to be able to get a job, we want to help you figure that out. And if you can't work, then we want to figure out how to still have a fulfilling life. Everybody needs a reason to get up in the morning.
Right.
You know, my friend's son, Max, who is not named for Max, he's not the Max from Max's Positive Vibe, but he works 9 hours a week, and I say that's just enough for him to both love and hate his job, complain about it, but get excited when he gets his paycheck, all that. You know, I think it's a great thing for everybody.
Yep, that's amazing. Well, everyone, go buy your tickets to Positively Delicious.
Yes, please, you won't be sorry.
No, you will go back next year.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome event. And of course, we know since we went last year.
That's right. So everyone, buy your tickets. Once again, it's Positively Delicious. It's on Saturday, May 18th at
Faison Center
at
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
6 to 9.
Yep.
Thank you.
And now a word from our sponsor. Check out Maya's Belly Dancing, located at 10049 Midlothian Turnpike, Suite H. She offers an array of classes for all levels of experience, from beginner to advanced. You can find the class schedule at mayasbellydancing.com. And be sure to follow her on Instagram and Facebook, as well, at Maya's Belly Dancing.
Big Daddy, you want to drop it on us?
Yeah, so I'm going to...
drop some knowledge on us?
I'm going to drop some knowledge. It's about the Kava Club. And so that is located on West Main Street, and it's formerly the Cannon and Draw Brewery. It's in the Fan, and it's finally able to sell legally Kava drinks. And those unfamiliar with Kava Club, they're a non-alcoholic social club that is centered around selling Kava-based drinks and mocktails. The club has been open since February 2023 and only served mocktails and kombucha since the VDH denied a permit to serve Kava. The club is a first of its kind in Virginia. However, in the past year, it has battled the Virginia Department of Health over the sale of drinks containing Kava. The VDH issued a consent order recently stating that the club can only serve Kava tea and no Kava mixed drinks. The requirement for the Kava Club is to submit Kava for testing, and the customers must be 21 plus to buy the Kava. The club originally intended to sell Kratom, which is a plant-based sedative and stimulant, but the VDH has forbidden the sale of it in the consent order, and it's probably for good cost.
Yeah.
More info about the plant origins and the effects. Kava is a beverage made from the ground root of a plant and has been used for centuries by Pacific Islanders. So it was used in social gatherings, ceremonies, and even as a form of currency, which is kind of interesting. And countries where kava is popular include Fiji, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, and New...
So wherever Survivor has been filmed?
Basically, yeah. So, and it's known for its relaxing and calming effects and was used as a traditional medicine to treat anxiety, insomnia, and pain. So sign me up for some of that.
I was
going to
say, get Big Daddy some of that stat.
However, kava can interact with some medications, so buyer beware. And unfortunately, it can also interact with alcohol, so it's best to avoid taking the two together.
Uppers, downers.
Yeah, everything in between.
Yeah.
And so more about the club itself. It's currently hosting 10 to 15 events every month, including live jazz every Thursday, DJs, ooh, and a comedy night. And Kava Club will also serve prepackaged tacos from Soul Taco. They sell, like I mentioned, mocktails, kombucha, and coffee, in addition to the kava tea. So that concludes Drop It On Us, Big Daddy.
I feel very educated now.
Yes.
But I don't know if I'm going to go to the Kava Club.
You don't want to sip on some coffee and...
I guess I'll try it with you one
enjoy
time.
Enjoy some root tea.
Sounds interesting.
I'd be interested to see what the atmosphere is like.
Yeah, the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's supposed to, I think it has like it's supposed to be like a lounge sort of.
Is it? Where is it again?
So it's on Main Street in the Fan.
And, oh, in the Fan. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was thinking it was going to be closer to us, but
no. But I think it's more of like a lounge atmosphere. Like I think they have pool tables, and just like a hangout spot for, you know, sober curious people.
TBD, we'll let you know when we go try it. So next up, we have some upcoming events. This episode will be dropping on Tuesday, as you're listening to this next week. But so Wednesday, May 8th, Harry's at the Hoff is having loft yoga. Doors open at 5:30, yoga starts at 6. Pay what you can, suggested $10 to $15. But if you get there early, you could have happy hour at Harry's. if you want to have a little cocktail before your yoga.
Ooh, I could go for an old-fashioned from there.
And then do yoga?
Or even a martini and
might
do,
fall
do
asleep
some
during
yoga.
Yoga. Yeah. Or you could stay after and have a little supper, of course. Then on Thursday, May 9th, it's Thirsty Thursdays at Ashton Creek Vineyards, which is down in like Chester way. See, I'm trying to hit all the events for y'all, from East End to West End, near and far, wherever. Anyway, so go Thursday, Ashton Creek. It's free, 5 to 8, free tunes, cold brews / wines, and tasty food. Then next Friday, May 10th, I'm really excited for this one, even though I don't have tickets to it, but I might get them. The National Pink Talking Fish. It's a fusion of Pink Floyd, Talking Heads, and Fish, which sounds very interesting. It starts at 8, and tickets start at $8, but there's a limited amount.
Do you know which Pink Floyd cover band it's going to be?
I do not. But if you go to the National website, you can find
more
information.
You can learn more about it.
Yes. And then, of course, I had to throw y'all a little Mother's Day event. And, of course, you should be doing something for your mama, if you have one, next Sunday. 6 to 7:30, Agecroft Hall. There's a Mother's Day concert with the Richmond Concert Band. It's also free. There's a theme. I'm trying to find close to free here because your girl is poor. Grab a blanket and a picnic. I love a picnic at Agecroft Hall. If you haven't done it, might I suggest going to get some Mama J's fried chicken.
Mama J's.
Some Mrs. Marshall's potato salad or Mama J's, you know, whichever. And maybe some fruit. Or some banana pudding. Maybe Jason Alley could make some. No, I'm just kidding. I wish. But seriously, that should be a fun evening if it's not raining. It looks like it's going to rain every day next week, y'all.
All right.
Moving on, let's talk about our band of the week, which is a repeater, but I will preface this by saying we just saw them at our friend's wedding, and oh my God, they kicked ass.
So the band of the week is the Mashup Band, or they're also known as the Mashup and the Cozy Condition.
Yeah.
And so Liz mentioned that we have talked about them before on an earlier podcast. They specialize in, quote, mashing up songs with similar tempos, and they also create longer medleys. They play a huge assortment of music from wedding crowd pleasers to 90s hip-hop, top 40s, and even some country sprinkled in there.
Yep, we heard, man, I feel like a woman.
And one of the things that sets them apart is they're very focused on crowd interaction. Like the singer will just hand any random person a mic. If they're good, they're bad, they still get to sing part of the song.
I mean, it's pretty fun. Like, we were talking with the lead singer, and he was like, the whole reason we do this is because we just, like, love music, and we love sharing it with people. And I think it's really cool because they've been around Richmond for a while, and, like, they're not jaded or anything. Like, they just, they want everyone to have, like, a genuine good time. And they're such talented musicians, all of them.
So what really sets them apart is they have an excellent saxophone player, and that's in addition to the drums, bass, guitar, and the lead vocalist who also plays keyboard. And also wanted to mention that the band members also have another band called Be Kind and Rewind.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is a 90s tribute band. And so go ahead and check out their schedule on Facebook. They have a whole bunch of events coming in May and June. They're just booked.
How about restaurant of the week? Big Daddy, you got one this week?
I do. And usually I don't do the restaurant of the week, and this is kind of a departure. It's a sports bar many people have probably been to. It's a Wooden Iron Game Day Restaurant and Bar. That's the full name there.
Thank you for providing that.
And it's a casual sports bar with a focus on American comfort food and drinks, and it's a great place for sports enthusiasts. It has a huge amount of TVs showing an assortment of games, and they have three locations, including Midlothian, Scott's Edition, and now Short Pump. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things is that they have a huge selection of craft beer and great happy hour specials. And so they have 50% off craft beer and house wine by the glass. And 50.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you have not been to Wood and Iron, you can start off with the fried pickles.
Yeah.
And or a Bavarian pretzels. We love some pretzels.
I've never met a pretzel I didn't like.
And of course, I like the Eastern North Carolina barbecue sandwich. It's house smoked chopped pork vinegar based sauce, pineapple coleslaw.
Mm.
And Wood and Iron says smoked fresh daily, so get there before we sell out.
I've never gone and not been able to get the barbecue, but. Have you been, Michelle?
I have not been. I've ordered from them, though, off of one of the delivery
like
services, and it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. And it's, you know, barbecue is something you can't, like, that does sell out a lot of times. So it's nice of them to warn people, I think.
It's true. Also, they have a huge wing selection, and you can get them grilled, smoked, or fried.
Yeah.
And the grilled wings are really good. Like, yum, yum.
So they have one hot sauce that's so hot, you have to sign a waiver. So Liz, you want to reveal your restaurant of the week?
Yes, I picked somewhere near our house.
Close to home.
Tio Pablo, 1703 East Franklin. Always check their specials before you order anything. They have a cute little chalkboard over in the corner. Everything is so fresh there. It's so good. If one of their specials for an appetizer doesn't blow your skirt up, then, or pants, whichever, get guac and chips and queso. Can't pass those up.
Now, their salsa is extremely fresh.
And yes. And they have multiple types. So whatever you like, they'll bring it.
And the margaritas, they're not, it's not a mix. It's
fresh.
So it's agave syrup, tequila, and triple sec, I believe.
I would order for your main entree the tostadas. And I usually get the al pastor, which is the pork and pineapple. So good. And then for sides, I usually get the nopales, which maybe not a lot of people have had. So be a little adventuresome. It is the fresh cactus with tomatoes and jalapeno. Mm, so good. Also the elote loco, which is their corn on the cob with mayo, lime juice, queso fresca, and tahini. So good. And then I always like to wash that down with a fresh jalapeno margarita. Mm, yes. They use jalapeno-infused Luna Azul Blanco, Cointreau, lime juice, and just a splash of
OJ. You like it spicy.
Yes, and of course I like a salty rim. I love a good rim job.
Ba-dum-bum.
Who doesn't?
I love Tio Pablo too. That's
such
a great place.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. We should go there one
yeah.
night.
So good.
And make Jason and them come meet us.
Mm-hmm. They're right
so
there.
So close. Seriously. Well, thank you, Michelle. It has been an amazing episode having you on here finally.
Oh my
goodness.
Was
only a year in the making. Michelle and I talked about this literally a year ago. But you know what?
I loved it. I had so much fun. Thank
the
you so much.
Anticipation
built yes, absolutely.
Up. It was amazing. Would you like to shout anyone out or shout out what's happening in a few weeks one more time?
One more time. Please come and support Positive Vibe Foundation at Positively Delicious and eat your face off. I mean,
that's
it's going
right.
to be great. It's going to be fun. Nobody's going to make you get super dressed up or dance if you don't want to. It's
and
just going
to
be.
You get to hang out with me and Michelle.
That's right. We'll both be there. Yes, all kinds. And our awesome students. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Yay.
May 18th, 6 to 9 at Faison School.
Yes. Be there or be square. we're going to shout out Agecroft Hall, The National.
Mashup.
Wood and Iron.
And Bingo Beer.
Harry's at the Huff. Jason Alley and his Pimento Cheese.
Right.
Beth Dixon.
Beth Dixon, yes.
Andre Mack, I hope to meet you.
All the awesome chefs that
yes,
are coming, Sarah Spica, Varego.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the great local spots. And guys, listen out for our next episode. We will be interviewing someone who has gone through an incredible weight loss journey and is going to lost over 100 pounds. So wow. I can't wait to maybe get some tips.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yep. So until then, peace.
All right. Bye, guys. And of course, check out our Instagram and Facebook and comment on the episode.
Yeah. Tell us if you liked it.
All right. Adios.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.